A new search of US President Joe Biden's residence has uncovered six more classified documents. Biden's lawyers agreed to the search and they're helping federal investigators. Around 30 documents have been discovered since a first batch were found in November. Mike Hanna is in Washington, D.C. with more on what's been found at Biden's house.
Now, at this stage, all that is said is that there were six documents which were marked at some level of classification, not quite clear exactly what level it was. But also, according to President Biden's personal lawyer, the investigators also took away some handwritten diaries, some notes that President Biden had kept. Now, the material relates to his time as a senator, more than 30 years, as well as some items coming from his time as vice president. Now, the investigators went to the Biden home in Wilmington, Delaware, by invitation. It was made open to them. They spent some 13 hours there from round about 10 o'clock in the morning until late at night. The Bidens themselves were not there. They are at their beach house over this weekend. But Biden's personal lawyer stressing that he has nothing to hide, that they are attempting to cooperate with the investigators in every single way, and that they will continue to do so and make open whatever the investigators want to look into. So is an issue involved here is that the more the Republicans criticize President Biden for his handling of these documents or the lack of care in handling the documents, it comes into the spotlight, the difference between the way Biden has handled it and the way that a former President Trump has handled it. In Trump's case, the Justice Department had to seek a warrant to search his premises. Donald Trump attempted to keep the investigators away from documents for a long period of time, and that was the reason why they got a search warrant.
Well, let's get more on this with Bruce Fein. He's a former U.S. Associate Deputy Attorney General. He joins us from Washington, D.C. Thank you very much for being on Al Jazeera. First of all, how extraordinary is it to have a sitting president's private home searched by federal agents?
Well, it's quite unprecedented until I don't believe that there's any precedent for this particular kind of investigation. Including President Nixon during Watergate. And President Nixon, of course, had served as vice president for 8 years, so he had access to classified information during those years. So this is quite extraordinary. I'd like to make this observation that despite the fact that it's true that the lawyers for Biden have cooperated, I think if he really is going to separate himself out from Mr. Trump, who's tried to block the investigation, there are things that must be done that are more dramatic. Number one, he needs, if he wants, he has nothing to hide. He should waive the current privilege that he has under the Justice Department's doctrine of being immune from prosecution or indictment as a sitting president. He needs to waive executive privilege. He needs to waive state secrets. He needs to waive the Fifth Amendment privilege against self-incrimination, say, I have nothing to hide. And lastly, he should consider this. You may recall when Gerald Ford was suspected of maybe doing a corrupt bargain with Nixon in order to obtain the presidency, he testified voluntarily before the House Judiciary Committee. I was in the room at the time, and he dispelled any suspicions with that testimony, and the whole issue went away. If Mr. Biden wants to end this drip, 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 agony that he's confronting now, there may be additional classified documents, given the fact that it seems to have been rather negligently taken from the official places in the White House or his Senate office. He needs to consider volunteering to testify before Congress, answering any questions, and then it will all go away. Otherwise, I fear it's going to be drip, drip, drip like Watergate, and it'll completely handicap his ability to move forward on other issues.
I mean, do you think that he will actually go ahead and take that advice, that he will waive all of those rights that you outlined before?
Well, I think he should consider it. I know, having worked in the executive branch, that there'll be resistance. Oh, we've never done that before. There was resistance to President Ford testifying about his pardon as well. But I think, you know, he's there may be more classified documents out there. He served decades as senator as well as vice president. And if he wants to put, he's got to tell his people, listen, I have nothing to hide. I'm not fearful of anything. So, you know, if it becomes politically more embarrassing, he may well take that advice, because it's not novel in the history of the presidency. President Reagan waived these privileges in Iran-Contra. I served as counsel on the Iran-Contra committee, and we saw Poindexter and Schultz, secretaries of defense, secretaries of state and national security advisors testify, and Reagan himself testified in one of the Iran-Contra litigations. So it's not like it's never been done before. It's not common, but here I think the politics dictate that he should take a second look at claiming any of these privileges.
Yeah. Some of these documents relate to his time in the Senate, which is almost 15 years ago. I mean, how extraordinary is that? Has this been an issue that has plagued him all that time? And why do you think that it's only coming to light now?
Well, I think it shows, you know, a kind of a negligence, if you will. Part of the reason, I believe, is if you know classification systems here in Washington, they're vastly abused. I mean, probably my view is 90% or more of documents classified are not and should not be classified. And so the users of the documents, and I had access to them when I was in the Justice Department, become kind of negligent. There's really very little or anything there that seems sensitive. And so they don't really pay much attention to being careful about it. My suspicion is that if you look at all the classified documents taken from Mar-a-Lago and taken from Biden, there's nothing that would cause an ordinary person to say, oh, my gosh, this is dangerous to the national security. So this is why, even though it's many, many years afterwards, where you'd figure that Mr. Biden would have protocols to go through it at a slow basis to see whether he accidentally took anything, it was never done, because no one really thinks classified information really means anything. And it leaks every day out to the Washington Post, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, whenever you want to make a point. And that's why I think you find this kind of situation occurring.
OK, we're going to have to leave it there. But thank you so much for your time and your insight. That's Bruce Fein, former US Associate Deputy Attorney General. Thank you.